USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. House Democrats will return to presenting their impeachment case against President Trump in the U.S. Senate today. The seven Democrats acting as impeachment managers began their opening statements yesterday.
Donald J. Trump, the 45th President of the United States, has acted precisely as Hamilton and his contemporaries feared.
Some brief fireworks as a protester interrupted impeachment manager Hakeem Jeffries' presentation, and that prompted Chief Justice Roberts to weigh in.
To congratulate him on his recent...
The Senate will be in order. The Sergeant-at-Arms will restore order in the gallery.
Three U.S. firefighters have been killed when their air tanker crashed while fighting bushfires in Australia. And this is USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Some veterans groups are taking issue with President Trump's characterizations about the extent of injury suffered by U.S. troops in an Iranian missile attack on some bases in Iraq earlier this month.
I heard that they had headaches and a couple of other things, but I would say, and I can report, it is not very serious.
Initially, the Pentagon and the president said no Americans had been harmed, but last week, military officials confirmed 11 service members did have to be evacuated because of concussions. Several others may have also been injured. The head of the Disabled American Veterans saying that the commander-in-chief is, quote, out of touch regarding the seriousness of those injuries. An arrest warrant's been issued for former NFL star Antonio Brown for an alleged altercation a few days ago between Brown and a moving truck driver at his home near Miami. The trainer for Brown was arrested in the incident as well. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Amazon is taking legal action in an effort to stop Microsoft and the Defense Department from executing a $10 billion cloud computing deal. The project aims to provide the military with better access to data and tech from remote locations. Amazon, originally considered to be the favorite to get the contract, filed a motion to stop the deal amid questions over the award process. Amazon has accused President Trump of bias against the company and putting pressure on the Pentagon to give the contract to Microsoft. The city of Wuhan, China, is on travel lockdown after a new strain of the flu-like coronavirus has killed 17 people and sickened over 500 there. According to a state-run news agency, all bus, subway, ferry, and long-distance passenger transportation networks have been suspended indefinitely. Airports and train stations being closed to all outgoing passengers. The CDC this week confirmed the first U.S. case of the coronavirus have been diagnosed in a man in Washington State. And an NHL mascot's under investigation for punching a young fan after a photo op. The November incident happened when the Philadelphia Flyers' Gritty was doing a photo shoot with a season ticket holder. The 13-year-old victim's father says his son just patted him on the head and got punched. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.